Hello everyone on Blind Cool Tech, this is Ray, and coming up next is my podcast on how to install the Canon Canoscan LIDE60 Flatbed Color Scanner. The caveat that this scanner comes with that makes it so well worth the purchase is the OmniPage SE software. In fact, it's so accessible that you can delete the JAWS scripts for the OmniPage software. In fact, it's better if you do that because, as someone recently said on the list, and it's true what they said, I wish I could remember who said it so I could give them proper credit. But the JAWS software scripts for OmniPage Pro go up to version 10. I believe we're now up to version 15 of OmniPage Pro. So you can, and in fact are better off, if you delete the JAWS scripts for OmniPage entirely. If you're using JAWS 6 and above, you just go to /documents/settings/all users/freedom scientific/JAWS/6 or 7, whichever your version is, /settings/ENU, and there are the scripts for the OmniPage, and you can just delete them out. And window-wise, I don't know if there are window-wise set files for OmniPage. If there are, and if they only go up to version 10, I imagine that you can delete those and use OmniPage more effectively. But when it comes to window-wise, folks, don't listen to me, because I don't know squat about window-wise. And there you go. There's a frank admission right off the top. One last point, if you want to contact me, you can do so at rforetjr@bellsouth.net. Without further ado then, let's get on with it. Here is the review of the installation of the Canon Canoscan LIDE60 Flatbed Color Scanner. Hello, this is Ray. In this presentation, I'm going to be discussing the installation and calibration of the Canon, C-A-N-O-N, Canoscan, CAN, LIDE60 Flatbed Color Scanner. Before I begin, just a brief word about the computer that I'm actually using, and the screen reader. The computer itself is a Dell Dimension 4400, which I got back in June of 2002. That's 2002 for the rest of you. And on this computer, there are five drives. Drive A, which is the floppy drive. Drive C, which is the main system drive. That's the 300 gig Nexstar that I bought just after Christmas. Drive D, which is the original Lite-On CD-ROM drive that came with the computer. Drive E, which is the second hard drive. And it is actually the original 20-gig hard drive that came with the computer. I just made a slave drive out of it and installed it as a second hard drive. And Drive F, which is my Sony DVD burner, the DRU710A. For purposes of this recording, I'm going to be using the Sony DVD burner in Drive F, because I feel that the laser in Drive F reads discs more accurately. I don't know why, it just does. The laser in Drive D seems to be going. For some reason, it doesn't seem to read discs as accurately as it used to. I don't know why. The screen reader that I'm going to be using is JAWS, version 7, and the voice that you'll be hearing throughout this process is the AT&T Natural Voice US English mic. The only exception to that will be the JAWS cursor very briefly, and strictly for demonstrational purposes. And for the JAWS cursor, I've got Microsoft Sam. Just about the worst sounding voice that anyone can imagine. To begin, though, a brief discussion about the scanner itself. The price for this scanner can vary from $63 to $82. Circuit City charges $82 for it, although I have seen it on web special on the Circuit City website for $76. Office Depot charges $80 for it. Amazon's price can vary. When I added the scanner to my Amazon shopping cart, it was $70, but the night I bought it, it was $68.85. However, according to at least one customer review of the scanner on Amazon, the price had been as low as $63. Wouldn't that have been nice? Regarding the scanner itself, the scanner does not need to be powered by an electrical outlet because it is powered by the USB port, through which all the data gets transferred as well. The thing that will strike you when you first unpack the scanner is its physical thinness. This is not like the bulky 30-pound scanner that came with the old Kurzweil 7315 reading machine. This scanner is so thin physically that when you unpack it, you'll wonder whether or not they gave you everything in the package. They did, including, of course, the instruction manual, the software CD, which I'm about to discuss a little bit, the USB cable, and, of course, the I jokingly say almost paper-thin scanner. A brief word now, of course, about the disc itself. When I insert the disc into the drive, you will hear the auto-run dialog pop up. This auto-run dialog is completely inaccessible to JAWS. There is no way that a blind person can navigate it with any of the three cursors that JAWS provides. But don't worry, there is a workaround for that, and I'll show you how to find and use it. First, though, of course, to install and run the disk.
Can.
There's the dialogue. To show you just how inaccessible it really is with JAWS, I'm going to up and down arrow a few times here. As you can hear, I can't do anything with this at all. And if I tab, the same thing. See? Nothing. If I try to use the JAWS cursor, all I get is blank.
JAWS. Program.10alt. Start Canos. Monday clock. Start Canos. Can graphic. 10.03 a.m. clock. 10.04 a.m. clock. 10.04 a.m. 10.04. Start Canos. Can. Monday clock. Monday clock.
And the invisible cursor, the same thing.
Invisible. Blank. 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 PC.
Now.
Canos. Can.
This is the inaccessible auto-run dialog. Don't worry, all you have to do is press Alt-F4 to get out of it.
Dialog. Desktop. Folder view. Not selected. Recycle bin.
And now you see I'm back at the desktop. So what is the workaround? And how can you install the scanner? With JAWS. Well, you have to go into Windows Explorer, which I will do by pressing Windows key plus E.
Windows E. My computer. My computer. My computer opened.
All right, and because I have two hard drives on here, I can press L twice quickly to get to drive E and thus bypass the two trickier drives, drive A and drive D, both of which want disks in them before you can access them. Otherwise, they'll present a please insert disk and a cancel button. But I can bypass that, which I will, by pressing L twice to get to drive E.
L, local disk key closed.
And now all I have to do is arrow once down, and I'll be in drive F, which is, of course, the drive in which I've inserted the Canon scanner disk.
Cano scan F closed.
There it is. This is a standard tree view, so we'll just open it up using the right arrow key.
Cano scan F opened. Cano scan F opened.
And I will quickly go down through and examine the list of folders. Now, before I do that, a brief word. There are two Twain-compatible drivers on this disk. There's the ScanGear driver and the WIA driver, each of which is contained in its own respective folder. There's a folder on this disk called ScanGear, which contains two files, the readme.txt file, which opens up in Notepad, and of course the driver file, and the same thing with the WIA driver. So, let's examine the README file for the WIA driver first, because there are some things in it which are good to know.
Acroread. Bin. Manual closed. Omnipage closed. Studio.
That's Studio.
ScanGear.
That's the ScanGear folder I talked about. We'll come back to that in a moment.
Toolbox closed. WIA.
Okay, there's the WIA folder. Now all I have to do is tab into it.
Folder view. Not selected, readme.txt.
That's the readme.txt file.
Setup wia.exe.
And that's the setup wia.exe, but we don't need to click on that. Instead, I'm going to go back up to the readme.txt file.
readme.txt.
And I'm going to open it up in Notepad.
readme.txt Notepad. Edit, Alt plus O.
Okay, and let's have a listen to what it says here.
Canon Scanner WIA Driver 1.2.1.0. Copyright C. Canon Inc. 2005, O Microsoft, Windows, and the Windows logo are trademarks, or registered trademarks of Microsoft Corporation, in the United States and / or other countries. FO IBM and IBM PC /AT are registered trademarks of International Business Machines Corporation. FO other company names and product names may be trademarks, and / or registered trademarks in their respective countries. 1. Canon Scanner WIA Driver 1.2.1 features. Canon Scanner WIA Driver 1.2.1 hereafter referred to as Canon Scanner WIA Driver is a WIA and Twain compliant scanner driver for the Canon scanner. When this driver is selected from within a WIA or Twain compliant software application program, scanners can be used to scan image data. Canon Scanner WIA Driver also can work as a standalone program. 2. What you need, required hardware or computer IBM, or IBM compatible PC. 0233 MHz MHZ Pentium, or higher microprocessor, or equivalent on RAM 128 MB MB recommended. 64 MB of RAM minimum 4 GB GB of RAM maximum O free disk space, at least 50 MB. The amount of space required depends on the scanning area, and the color mode or resolution setting. Color images scanned at higher resolution require more storage space. O Canon scanners can O scan LIDE60. Required software O Microsoft Windows XP Home Edition / Professional OWIA or Twain compliant application software. 3. A general tip on usage. O the Canon scanner WIA driver and ScanGear CS Twain driver cannot be present installed on the same system for the same scanner at the same time. Oh, some of the Canon Scanner WIA driver functions are limited in comparison to ScanGear CS. Please use ScanGear CS if you wish to use the functions not included in the Canon Scanner WIA driver. Oh, the Canon Scanner WIA driver cannot be used to scan film transparencies. Oh, with some application programs, an error may stop the scan of a large image, especially a large image scanned at a high resolution. If this happens, try lowering the resolution or decreasing the size of the scan area before rescanning. Oh, some Twain compliant applications don't show scanner driver user interface. Canon Scanner WIA driver does not support such applications. Please use the application which shows Scanner driver user interface. 4. Running Canon Scanner WIA driver with applications. OKanoScan Toolbox does not support the Canon Scanner WIA driver. Oh, it may not be possible to start up some applications such as ArcSoft Photo Studio or ArcSoft Photo Base even when the start button on the scanner's front panel is pressed. Oh, when this driver is started up and scanning is cancelled from Adobe Photoshop Elements or Adobe Photoshop 6.0, the following message appears: could not complete the import command because there is no scanner installed. Oh, do not switch the user switch user while scanning is in progress. Otherwise, it may not be possible to perform scanning properly. 5. Disclaimer: some application software packed with this product does not satisfy Microsoft's Designed for XP logo requirement. Nothing follows.
Well, there you have it. The README file for the WIA driver appears to strongly suggest that the ScanGear driver is, in fact, the more flexible driver. I can confirm the truth of this because I tried the WIA driver on Text Cloner Pro, and I also tried the ScanGear driver on Text Cloner Pro, and Text Cloner Pro seems to like the ScanGear driver better. Also, when I called Canon Tech Support, they suggested that the ScanGear driver be installed when they found out that I was using Windows XP. So we can get out of this.
FWIA folder view, red.txt.
Then we're back into the WIA folder. Well, let's get out of this by backtabbing once into the folder list view.
WIA.
I'm going to up arrow now to get right into the ScanGear driver folder.
Toolbox closed. ScanGear.
There it is, the ScanGear driver folder. I'm going to tab into it.
Folder view, not selected, readme.txt.
Now here we have two files, the readme.txt for the ScanGear driver.
Setupsg.exe.
And the setupsg.exe, which of course will set up the ScanGear driver, which we will do momentarily.
readme.txt.
But first I'm going to open the readme file for the ScanGear driver in Notepad, and read it.
readme.txt Notepad, edit, alt plus o. ScanGear CS 11.1.0.0, copyright C2005 Canon Inc. Oh, Microsoft and Windows are registered trademarks of Microsoft Corporation, in the U.S., and in other countries. Faux IBM and IBM PC / AT are registered trademarks of International Business Machines Corporation. Faux other company and product names may be trademarks and / or registered trademarks in their respective countries. 1. ScanGear CS 11.1 features. ScanGear CS 11.1 for Windows, hereafter referred to as ScanGear CS, is a 32-bit Twain compliant scanner driver for CanoScan LIDE60 scanner. When this driver is selected from within a Twain compliant application program, the scanner can be used to scan image data. 2. A general tip on usage. Oh, only run one application at a time that is actively linked to ScanGear CS. Do not open more than one application that is actively linked to ScanGear CS. Also, do not open ScanGear CS more than once to acquire an image in the same application. Oh, if you scan a very large image at high resolution, some applications may determine that there is not enough disk space to scan and save the image and will return an error. Oh, if the image size is large, such as when you scan a large image at a high resolution, for using some applications, the progress bar may freeze at 0% due to limitations of the application. In this case, click the cancel button on the progress bar, and then select a smaller area or lower resolution, and try scanning again. Oh, with Windows 2000 or XP, the Twain data source may not open correctly from time to time when the system file is in the NTFS format. For security reasons, the Twain module cannot be written to the Wint directory. For details, contact your system administrator. Faux always close the ScanGear CS main window before you exit the parent application program. Oh, with Windows 2000 or XP, the system administrator is required to install or uninstall ScanGear CS. Oh, certain personal computers including laptops may not restart correctly from standby mode when the scanner is attached. If this occurs, please reboot the computer. Oh, the scanner button may not operate after you install the driver. In this case, restart the system. Oh, when you preview or scan an image with a relatively uniform background, the autotone function may change its coloring. If this occurs, reset the autotone. Oh, with Windows Millennium Edition, the scanner may not work correctly after the USB cable has been disconnected and reconnected. If this occurs, please reboot the computer. 3. Running ScanGear CS with specific applications. Oh, some applications may close ScanGear CS automatically after scanning. Oh, some application programs may hide the Twain user interface. In this case, refer to the application programmer's manual to find out the required setting changes to show the Twain user interface. Oh, images after the first image cannot be passed on to the linked application when the multi-photo scan function is used with Microsoft Word 2000, Excel 2000 or PowerPoint 2000. 4. Notes when using the scanner after switching users in Windows XP. Oh, the scanner may be unable to operate if a large portion of the system resources, such as the memory, is being used by another user. In this case, close any programs that are open in the other user environment before scanning. End of file.
Okay, so having read that, we can safely get out of that file.
FScanGear, folder view, readme.txt.
And we're back in the ScanGear folder. Now, before I install the ScanGear driver, I'm going to say one thing about what's about to happen. When when you arrow down to the ScanGear driver and you press enter on it, the installation wizard will pop up. This will be a standard installation wizard. But then what will happen is that the ScanGear driver will automatically unzip itself. It's a self-unzipping and self-installing file. The user really doesn't need to do anything with it. It's just there. And also, when it installs, it closes. So there's really no dialogue to require the answering of any questions or anything like that. So, here we go.
Setup.sg.exe.
That's the setup.sg.exe. And when I press enter on it, the file will, the installation wizard will pop up. The file will unzip itself and install itself.
Unzi. Unzip. Unzip. Unzip in. Unzipping TP. Unzipping TWAI. Unzipping data 1. Unzipping data 1.c, unzipping data 2.ca, unzipping data 2.gab, unzipping ikernel.x. Install Shield Wizard dialog. ScanGear Starter Setup is preparing the Install Shield Wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. Cancel. Install Shield Wizard. Install Shield Wizard dialog. %p. Setup is performing the requested operations. %p. Setup is performing the requested operations. Setup status. Setup status. Cancel. 55%. 57%. 61%. 75%. 85%. 96%. Install Shield Wizard. Folder view. Graphic 88 setup sg.exe, fscangear, folder view, setup sg.exe.
And believe it or not, it is as simple as that. We're back in the ScanGear folder.
Readme.txt.
On the drive. Now, I'm going to get back into the main drive folder list view.
ScanGear.
And what I'm going to do, the first thing that I'm going to do is to go into the Start menu.
Internet.
I'm going to go into my Programs submenu.
P. Submenu All Programs. P.
And I'm going to
set program access and defaults. S.
I'm going to look for the Canon scanner folder. I should see one there. If the drive is installed, it'll be there.
C. Submenu Canon. S. There submenu scan gear starter. S.
Okay, it's there. Good. Now.
Leaving menus. Dialogue. Standby. Turn off. Restart. Cancel. F scan gear. Scan gear.
Okay. Now, I can get out of Windows Explorer for the time being. Next step is to plug in the scanner and test it. Now, when I plug this cable into the USB port on my computer, This motherboard of mine does not support USB 2.0. It only supports USB 1.1. So when I plug this in, you're going to hear a dialogue come up that'll say, this device can run faster if it's plugged into the USB 2.0 port. Don't worry about that. It's just normal. Here we go.
Found new hardware CanoScan.
Okay, let's see where we are.
Running applications taskbar. Internet.
Okay, the scanner is testing itself. I heard it go through its thing and it's installed. But for my own satisfaction, I want to do something first.
This device can perform faster. This USB device can perform faster if you connect it to a high-speed USB 2.0 port. For a list of available ports, click here.
See, I wouldn't worry about that. That's the dialogue I told you about just now.
Internet. Leaving menu.
Okay.
Internet.
I'm back in the start menu. I'm going to go to my control panel off the start menu.
See, control panel, leaving menus, control panel, folder view, not selected accessibility options.
I'm going to press S until I get to scanners and cameras.
Yes, scanners and cameras.
There it is.
Folder view, not selected CanoScan LIDA60.
All right, it's there.
CanoScan LIDA60.
Now, I want to test the scanner, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to tab.
Expanded imaging tasks outline button.
And I'm going to go down to view properties.
Allow this computer to view device properties.
There it is.
CanoScan LIDA60 properties dialog. General page. Test camera or camera dot dot dot. Alt plus D.
Oh, that's the button I want right there. So I'm going to press it. Now when I press the button, you'll hear the scanner go through its thing. And it's going to test it. And when it's done, a dialog will pop up letting me know whether everything is okay.
Test successful dialog. Your imaging device successfully completed the diagnostic test. Okay. Test scanner or camera dot dot dot. Okay. Scanners and cameras.
Okay.
Desktop. Now, folder view. Not selected recycle bin.
Back to the Canon disk.
Windows E. My. FL. Local disk C closed. L. Local disk E closed. CanoScan F closed. CanoScan F opened.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and install OmniPage. SE, the version of OmniPage that is included on this disk is not OmniPage Pro, it is OmniPage SE actually. And to tell you the truth, I'm kind of thinking that OmniPage Pro should be the first one to be installed, even though I'm actually going to install Text Cloner Pro on top of it as well. But first, OmniPage. So I go to the OmniPage folder.
Acquired. Bin. Manual closed. OmniPage closed.
That's OmniPage. So what I'm going to do is tab into this.
OmniPage opened. OmniPage opened. Guides. Op files closed. Support files. Tools. Tools. Guides. OmniPage opened.
Okay, I want the setup file for OmniPage. So I tab into the folder.
Folder view. Not selected guides.
I can press S until I get to setup.exe.
S. Support files. S. Setup.exe.
And there it is. So I'm going to go ahead and press Enter. Now, before I do that, I need to say that The JAWS help for OmniPage is a bit out of date. The JAWS help for OmniPage only goes up to version 10. Now we're up to OmniPage Pro 15. But this is OmniPage SE. And in the JAWS help file, it says that there are special considerations when installing OmniPage. You do have to use the JAWS cursor to click on the install OmniPage. You don't with this version. As you are about to see, the process is very straightforward, and it's a totally standard installation wizard. So, here we go.
Install Shield Wizard dialog. Cancel. F OmniPage. Folder view. Setup.exe. Windows installer dialog. Preparing to install ... Graphics 632 progress bar. 0%. F OmniPage. Folder view. Setup.exe. Setup.exe.